Good evening, brethren. Welcome to our Wednesday night prayer meeting. Indeed, it is good that we can come to listen to God's word and also to seek the Lord in prayer. This evening, I'm just going to touch on six verses from Psalm 18. Let me read the six verses. Psalm 18, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the flux of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Amen. Let us pray. Father, as we look at these six verses from Psalm 18, we pray, Father, that thou will grant us understanding of these six verses, that indeed we may live our lives in honor of thee, that we may not and must not fear, and help us to continue to love thee with all our hearts and all our mind. Grant us a blessed time, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. David wrote this thanksgiving testimony in this wonderful psalm. Thanksgiving for deliverance from his nemesis, we know, is Paul. Sometimes I like to use the word bogeyman, a person who is always behind you, wanting to destroy you or hunt you down. To the chief musician, title of this psalm, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, or wrote Psalm 18. Being described as a servant of the Lord, he joins actually an elite company, Moses and Josiah. So the essence of Psalm 18, we're not going to touch on every verse, is essentially a prayer of thanksgiving. This psalm was spoken out loud as a thanksgiving prayer to God. The occasion it was written was that God delivered him, as I said, from Saul. It was also a very personal psalm, as he had this personal protection from God. But let's look closely at verse by verse. Let's look closely, first of all, from verse 1 to verse 3. Verse 1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Obviously, God deserves the warmest kind of love. Not only from David, but also from us. Why? Because of all his mercies and grace that he showered upon us. Think about this. Where would we be without his grace and mercy today? Where would we be? Also think about this. What David here was very positive in his statement. I will love thee. And the other half of the statement is my strength. David knows the source of his strength. He knows the source. Also, there's a Chinese saying, I'm sure most of us know, that when you drink the water, you always remember the source. Actually, this statement was mentioned to some of us many years ago. But this person, when he mentioned this, he did not go one step further. He was thinking about this person who gave so much. You've got to look at this person. But actually, we've got to look to God. That's where the source is. That's the source. We must remember the Lord is the ultimate source. God is our strength as well. And if we don't realize this, actually we do not have any strength. We've got to realize that God is our strength. The Apostle Paul puts it this way, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. This is a very familiar verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And another verse we can use is John chapter 15, verse 5. Talk about when Christ talks about the vine and branches. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him. The same forth bring much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. So that's where the source is from Christ. The Apostle Paul also wrote this with his personal experiences as he went through thick and thin. Because his total reliance is on God himself and not on his own strength. Paul went on to describe in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. The inner man here. The meaning of grant you according to his riches of his glory means it is by God's grace he grants us. Paul realized that when Christians need strength, it's the inner man, not outside. Physically we may be strong, but spiritually in the inner man we are weak. Our strength is within us, mental, spiritual. In verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and horn of my salvation and my high tower. Actually, if you look at verse 2 closely, there are 7 things mentioned there. It's mentioned symbolically, the description. Firstly, the rock. The Lord is my rock. We can visualize the stability of a rock. Do you know how hard it is sometimes to remove a rock? You need a crane, you need a bulldozer to even move that piece of big rock. So you can see the pictorial illustration there. Secondly, my fortress. Fortress gives us what? A reference of security. When you build a fortress around you, you have that security and stability there also. Thirdly, it's mentioned, he's a deliverer. He delivers from King Saul. God has protected him also. He kept him safe from harm and danger. That's God acting as a deliverer. Fourthly, it says, my God, my strength. We have touched on this aspect in verse 1. As we mentioned, the strength is from God, and that's the source of strength. The fifth here, it mentioned buckler. What does buckler mean? It signifies protection. God is protecting him. And the sixth aspect is the horn of my salvation, which means the power of our salvation. We are purchased with a price so that we can live in light and not in darkness. And we can overcome sin, the flesh and the devil. That's God's power in salvation for us. And the seventh aspect is my high tower. What does that mean? It means God is overseeing us from above. He watches from above. He keeps us safe. And he's our deliverer. Now in verse 3 it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from my enemies. Verse 3 here says, David is resolved to pray to God after recognizing that God is his source of strength. And David praised God for the 7 items which we just went through in verse 2. That's how David looks at how God is protecting him in verse 3. And David continued to pray to God, to be close to God, to seek him in prayer. Can we say that we do this? That we keep close to God and we continue to seek him in prayer? I mean, we look at our prayer meeting from week to week. We have 120 people, but it's only about 10% that come to pray, come to support our prayer meeting. So we must instill in our worshippers that we have to stick close to God and stay close to Him. David in this verse also calls upon the Lord so that he can be saved from his enemies. Instead of looking to man, instead of looking to God, we always look to man. And that's sometimes our downfall. Instead of looking to God, we look to people. A verse that comes to mind, I'm sure most of us know this verse, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We call upon God. Like tonight, we'll be coming to our prayer group. We are calling upon God. Whether He answers yes, no, wait, we have to accept whatever answers He gives us. Some will say that they have many problems. Some have many difficulties in their life. They face difficult problems. But most times, they don't call upon God. They call upon man. Our trouble is we try to handle problems ourselves. We always try to use man's intelligence, our ways to solve our problems. But we must actually cast all our cares upon the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. The trouble is we do not cast our problems unto Him. We try and do it ourselves. And in verse 4 and 5, it's a very sad, those two verses are quite sad. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the flux of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. Actually, verse 4 and 5, David is talking about his predicament. He's in a very bad shape. He was in a trouble, and he was down, but he was not out. Saul was after him. Saul chased him around. He could have killed Saul, but he left it to God to deal with him, because his enemies were around. And in verse 6, briefly, verse 6, you can see David's prayer here. David's prayer is, in my distress I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. This verse actually has very deep meaning. Most people come to the Lord when they are in desperate need, when they are really, really in a desperate situation, in a rut. They will come to God to pray. When times are good, God is far away from them. No? So, David here is also putting God as though, you know, in a human form. He says here, even though God is a spirit, He here is revealed to us as a picture here, as a human with ears. Our prayer can reach His ears if only we seek Him in prayer, as David's prayer was heard by God. It says here, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears. So that's how God will and can hear us. No doubt He's a spirit, but He's our Creator, and we've got to go to Him in prayer. And also Jonah faced the same situation. If you read Jonah chapter 2, when Jonah was in a belly, he also went through a very, very difficult situation. I just read one verse on Jonah chapter 2, verse 2. And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me out of the belly of He cried, and thou hearest my voice. So we can learn from David and Jonah that whenever we are in a predicament, we are in a very difficult and tight situation, we can anytime seek our gracious God in prayer. As I said, the answer may be yes, no, or wait a while. Whatever it is, we trust our great God. So may these six verses encourage us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, as we come to the conclusion of this short message, we pray, Lord, that we will indeed understand thy words and put thy words into practice in our lives. May thy words indeed be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Bless us, Lord, as we gather in our groups to pray. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.